And now it's time for the Brooklands Radio Playhouse.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Stage Surrey presents two short plays by Jamie McLeish. The first, Tuesday with Marie.
Sorry. Here, let me just get that for you.
That's okay. Thank you. Frank. Frank Hargreaves.
Yes. Do I know you? Marie? My God, how long has it been? 45 years?
48. September the 16th, 19... So, about 48 years, I think. I mean... I'm not certain.
How are you? It's great to see you. You look well.
I'm fine, thanks. Keeping busy. You look good too.
You on your own?
Yes. My husband died 5 years ago.
I mean, are you alone here today?
Oh, yes. Just me. I usually have my granddaughter today. But she started school now, so...
I don't believe it. Marie Spencer.
Curry.
Sorry?
I'm Marie Curry now.
I like her that developed theories on radioactivity.
That's Marie Curie.
Of course it is. Named after the charity shops. So, do you come here often?
Every Wednesday for the past 5 years.
Same. Well, I'm here every Monday. I can't keep away.
And here we are on a...
On a Tuesday. Unbelievable. I'm only here today because I had a hospital appointment yesterday. I usually have a wander up to this floor to check out the special exhibitions. I remember when that space used to be the cafe.
With the golden lion on top.
With the red mouth.
I used to have to walk my son up there with his eyes closed whenever we went to that cafe. He was so scared of that lion.
I used to have a glass of pop with the prettiest girl in school in that cafe.
That was almost 50 years ago.
You still look the same to me.
You must have cataracts.
Just an old man's memories.
So... What about you? Any children?
No kids, no wife. Just me.
You never married?
No. Never met the right person after. But I've got my stamp club and I see my pals down the local. I'm doing well.
What are all those?
Oh, that's just my tablets. May not have access to Facebook, Twitter and what's not, but I've got more colours than the rainbow flag here. Who says I'm not down with the kids?
What's the red tablet?
Acebutolol. That one's for blood pressure.
And the yellow one?
Antacid. That one's for indigestion.
So what's the blue tablet for?
Viagra. That one's for the ladies.
Oh! You've not changed.
Oh, absolutely not.
You come here for the exhibits?
Sure.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. It's just indigestion. Although I've heard it can prove fatal.
Get away. Nobody ever died of indigestion.
Oh, but you're wrong, see. A few years ago, I had a mate named Gavin. Lovely guy. Anyway, he suffered from it, and in the end, it did for him.
Seriously?
Yeah. He died from complications it created. It still upsets me to this day. I just can't believe Gav is gone.
Oh, my God! I've forgotten how awful your jokes are.
Sorry. No, I'm fine. I just need something to perk me up in the morning.
Cliff Richard's not in that box, is he?
Will you give over with Cliff Richard? I can't believe you're still stuck on him. He's ancient.
Nothing wrong with that. Besides, you're hardly a young one, are you?
Neither's Cliff Richard. He's older than me.
Yes, but he looks 20 years younger.
Oh, you're a devil, woman.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore.
Face it, Marie. You're never going to meet Cliff Richard. You might as well be chasing shadows. Chasing shadows, you get it? Because shadows, because Cliff Richard was in.
Yes, I get it. Oh. So, what did you do after we lost touch?
Oh, I became a joiner. Always enjoyed making things in school, remember? What work did you get into?
Bookkeeper for a local firm.
Figures.
Got a lot of free time on my hands since retiring. It's one of the reasons I'm in here so much.
Shame the old cafe is gone. I used to like sitting in there. It was our place.
Yes, it was. We spent a lot of time in there, sharing a glass of pop or a cup of tea.
It was all I could afford, even if it was just pennies.
It felt very grand in there, with that lion above our heads guarding the entrance and the old library underneath. Very grown up.
Even though we were just kids.
16, 17, 18. What kids?
Young enough. You mentioned your son. You just got the one?
A daughter as well, Joanne. She's got a little girl herself.
Oh, that's nice. So, you come here every week?
Yes, habit really. I like to see what's new. But I guess I also like to see the familiar exhibits. They bring back memories.
Memories are important. Sometimes they can be all you've got.
I've got plenty of you.
And me, you. I'm sorry about the last memory I left you with.
It doesn't matter.
But it does. I chose badly.
It's all in the past. It's good to see you.
And you. I don't suppose...
What?
Nothing. So, you got married then?
Yes, to George, God bless him.
Marie Curry. I love a curry.
Pardon?
I mean, I love curries, all curries, apart from a vindaloo. Oh, red hot, those buggers, burn your mouth off. My favourite is chicken tikka.
What's in that?
It's just like a chicken tikka, only a little otter.
Oh, you just can't help yourself, can you?
I guess not.
Well, it's been lovely seeing you, but I must be off.
Sure.
You take care of yourself. Get that cough checked out.
Will do. Bye then.
Bye.
How about a kiss for old time's sake?
Oh, go on then. Just a peck. You smell nice.
It's my new aftershave. It's called Breadcrumbs. The birds love it.
I bet they do. Well, Goodbye.
Oh, your hand brushed my backside there. I'll give you 10 minutes to get off.
Seriously, what am I going to do with you?
That's the question, isn't it? I mean, we could be polite and say goodbye now. Walk away with a nice reminder of each other. Or we could walk around this museum together, talk some more, try and find that golden lion.
Maybe have a cup of tea.
Or a glass of J2O.
How do you take it?
Shaken, not stirred.
Just like James Bond.
Well, I do have a license to drill.
So, do you fancy the new cafe?
Definitely. Doesn't have the lion on the top anymore, though.
That doesn't matter. You're wild enough.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
Third box. You have been listening to Tuesday with Marie by Jamie McLeish, with Lindsay Crotchett as Marie and Paul Hanna as Frank. Directed by Karen Buchanan, edited by Darren R. Partridge, music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube, produced by Upstage Surrey. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment for local people by local people.
I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine.
Upstage Surrey presents our second play this evening by Jamie McLeish. It's On the Cards.
Same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride.
He's late.
Well, maybe there's been a traffic jam.
Willie should have seen that coming, shouldn't he?
Well, he can't control the traffic.
No, but if he's any kind of fortune teller, he should have known. Where'd you get him from, anyway? Marie Clairvoyant magazine.
Don't ruin it for me. It's my birthday, and this is what I wanted to do.
Well, this is your present. I've not paid for anything else. £20 this costs me, each. And I don't even believe in it.
I can pay for myself.
Come on, Eileen. It's your birthday treat. You're not paying for yourself.
You didn't have to do this, you know. We could have always followed tradition, had a bottle of wine and watched E.T.
God, no! I couldn't bear another year of you sobbing into a cushion.
I can't help it. That film just makes me go to pieces.
Well, you've obviously got E.T.S.D.
Oh, here he is now!
Hello? Are you Justin?
I am. Sorry I'm a little late.
You're just in time. I was going to leave in 5 minutes if you hadn't got here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, traffic was bad.
See? I told you that'd be it.
So, am I doing you both this evening?
I didn't realise it was going to be that kind of party.
Oh, yes, please, Justin.
Right, well, who wants to go first?
You go first. I'm not that fast.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Do me first.
Christ.
Right, would you like cards, crystal ball, or palm?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think, Barb?
Whatever you want. Any.
I think I'll have cards. I like cards. Whist and bridge. Oh, and I love gin.
I wish I had a bottle.
Why, cards it is.
Oh, before I forget, do we pay you now or at the end?
At the end'll do. I always get me reward at the end. Now, your cards. Four of shamrocks.
Shamrocks? You mean clubs?
Well, if you like. Now, this card can represent death.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, it's nothing to worry about. It's very common. Oh, the King of Shovels.
The King of Shovels? You mean spades?
Please, I'm reading.
And what does he represent?
Mostly death.
Oh, I'm not sure I like this.
Look, you can't take the meaning literally. It can simply signify the end of something or the rebirth of something else.
I seem to be getting a lot of bad black cards.
Ah, well, here we go. The Jack of Hearts.
Oh, that's good. And what does he mean?
Death.
Surely not.
No, Eileen, I'm sure it doesn't. Do you even know what you're doing?
I can assure you that I'm very experienced. I've had the gift for as far back as I can remember.
It's just that she's getting a lot of cards about death.
Well, like I said, that rarely translates as actual death and more commonly means the ending of something or what that one holds dear and can, in fact, point towards the beginning of something even better. Now, let's keep going. Right, well, this is more positive. The Seven of Diamonds. It looks like you may be coming into some money over the next few months.
Well, that's more like it. How much does it say exactly?
Well, it doesn't specify.
Shame.
Oh, no, this is interesting. Very interesting.
What? What's interesting?
Are you planning on going away somewhere within the next year?
Oh, yes, I am.
Don't tell him, he's supposed to tell you. And anyway, everybody will be going away somewhere over the next year. It's hardly clairvoyance.
Well, several of the cards can hardly signify travel, but this card represents distant shores.
Oh, what a crock.
Barbara, please.
I think you'll be surprised at how far you'll travel over the next 12 months.
Well, I like the sound of that. Oh, the Joker. Well, aren't you supposed to take them out before you start?
Oh, no. The Joker represents the Fool. The Fool in all of us. Tell me, Eileen, have you been the Fool lately?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, watch out for that one. Because it's definitely on the cards.
Oh, I will.
Thank you, Eileen. Well, I've enjoyed your reading. So, are you next?
Is that it? 20 quid for that? Oh, you told her, was it, she was going to dig up some shamrocks with a shovel?
No, I learned loads. Things are going to change for me. I'm going to come into a bit of money, travel to a far-off place, and be taken for a fool if I'm not careful.
I think that's already happened.
Barbara, will you stop insinuating that Justin is a charlatan?
Charlatan?
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, well, you're more like a witch, aren't you, Justin?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, sorry, not a witch, a warlord.
Oh, you mean a warlock. Oh, no, nothing as grand as that.
Oh, so you haven't got a black cat or anything?
No black cats, I'm afraid.
because I have a cat. He's not black, though. He's ginger. Guess what I call him?
Ginger?
That's amazing! Rob, isn't that amazing?
Frightening.
What would you like? Cards, palm, or ball?
I'm not exactly having a ball, so I guess I'll go palm.
That's a good choice. Your hand, please. Good strong hand, although it has not seen a lot of work.
I've worked. I've had part-time jobs. One part-time job.
With animals, I think.
How do you know that? How does he know that? Did you tell him?
No, I've just met him.
You like animals? You've worked with them?
In the pet shop, yeah.
Now, this ad struck many animals, especially birds.
Parrots and budgies, mainly.
Oh, I can see you've obviously handled a cockatoo. Now, your headline tells me that you are very focused on your goals, and you don't suffer fools gladly.
Ooh, that's me out then.
That is uncanny.
And your lifeline, it is also strong, signifying a zest for life. But it's not so long.
More death, eh?
Your sun line indicates a degree of luck, so far. But it also hints at scandal in your future.
I hope so. It's boring as in living round here, especially with...
Your husband, Paul.
How do you know his name?
I told you. I've been doing this since... it feels like forever. I see things. Which takes me to your heart line, denoting matters of the heart.
Eileen, have you been telling him stuff?
I haven't, I promise.
The deeper the line, the deeper the heart's affections. The longer the line, the more frequent your trysts.
Trysts?
Many trysts for you, I think.
Well, hey, you can't just come and say...
Your fate line is not so strong. The deeper the line, the more strongly uncontrollable events will shape your life. But it appears that you yourself like to be in control.
I do.
Oh, she does.
Especially with husband.
You must know him already.
Not your husband. Hers.
What?
Yes. You like to be in complete control of your trysts with Terry.
Terry? My Terry?
I don't know what your game is, mister. But you'd better let go of my hand and get out of here now.
What's she talking about, Barbara?
I've no idea.
Oh, shall I call the police?
The police won't be necessary. The only laws broken here are the ones of marriage.
Get out, you weirdo!
I see it all in your palm. The secrets, the lies, the betrayal.
You're mad.
I'm frightened, Barb.
There's no need to be frightened, Eileen. Not of me. This one, I'm not so sure. How many times has your husband worked late these last few months, Eileen? How many afternoon walks has he taken?
Well, his cholesterol level is up. He needs to keep active.
Very active. And how many times has Barbara been here when you've come in from work?
Now, just a
minute. A few, but she was just returning.
Returning?
It was something that she'd borrowed.
Like your husband.
Don't listen to him. He's crackers.
19th of February, the Coach and Horses guest house. 23rd of March, Wendy's B&B. 1st of April, the Express Hotel. Or should that be the Sexpress Hotel? You'll find all these on your husband's credit card bill.
Is this true?
Of course it's true! You stupid bitch! We're best friends! So what? Terry loves me. Me. We've been sneaking around long enough. I'm glad it's out in the open. We can finally move on from you.
Barbara, well, I was stuck here, Aileen and Terry Smalls. You two were meeting up for afternoon delight.
Like I said, you may have been the fool.
Oh, I can't stay here. Got to get out.
Running away. Good. Where are you going to go?
I don't know. Anywhere. My brother's got a villa in Majorca.
Distant shores.
What about Terry?
You can have him. I couldn't take him back now. Not after you. I'll sell the house or something and try and buy somewhere else with my half of the money.
Some money? 100,000? Not a bad deposit.
Just how the hell did you find this out? Who blabbed?
Nobody blabbed. Well, I just read it in your palm. Don't you know, Barbara?
Know what?
The devil makes works for idle hands.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You have been listening to It's On The Cards by Jamie McLeish, with Helen Coverdale as Eileen and Tryphena Mulford as Barbara, Stephen Infield as Justin. Directed by Karen Buchanan, edited by Darren R. Partridge. Music and sound effects supplied by YouTube. Produced by Upstage Surrey. Upstage Surrey. Creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.